Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Goldman Sachs, ticker symbol GS, one of the heavyweight players in the financial world. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just curious about this Wall Street giant, stick around because we're breaking down everything from their financials to their market position and even what their stock might be worth. Let's get started. So why are we talking about Goldman Sachs today? Well, they've been making waves with their latest earnings beating expectations, and there's a lot of buzz around their strategic moves, like jumping into the Bitcoin ETF game. As a leading global investment bank, brokerage, and financial services provider, Goldman Sachs is often seen as a bellwether for the financial sector. I'm excited to unpack their performance, their valuation, and whether this stock could be a fit for your portfolio. Let's dive into who they are and what drives their business. All right, for those who might not be as familiar, Goldman Sachs, founded way back in 1869, is headquartered in New York and operates as a financial powerhouse. They're involved in everything from investment banking, think mergers and acquisitions, underwriting, to global markets, asset management, and even consumer banking through platforms like Marcus. Led by CEO David Solomon, they employ over 46,000 people worldwide. Their business model thrives on serving corporations, governments, and high-net-worth individuals, making them a key player in the capital market space within the broader financial services sector. What stands out is their ability to pivot with market trends, which we'll see in their revenue breakdowns and strategic plays. Now let's talk numbers, specifically how Goldman makes its money. Looking at their 2025 fiscal year data, total revenue came in at a staggering $125.1 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their global markets division is the heavy hitter, bringing in $41.5 billion, which reflects their strength in trading and market-making activities. Investment management contributed $16.7 billion, showing their solid foothold in asset and wealth management. Interestingly, their platform solutions segment, which includes consumer banking efforts, added just $151 million, small but growing. Geographically, the Americas dominate with $36.5 billion in revenue, followed by EMEA at $14.2 billion and Asia at $7.6 billion. This spread shows their global reach, but also a heavy reliance on the U.S. market. I'll be curious to see if they can expand more aggressively in Asia over the coming years. Moving on to their earnings, Goldman Sachs has been turning heads with their Q1 2026 results. They reported earnings per share of $17.55, smashing the consensus estimate of $16.34. That's a solid jump from $14.12 a year ago. Revenue for the quarter also surpassed expectations, driven by record equities revenues and strong investment banking fees. However, there were some pressure points. Fixed income weakness and higher expenses dragged on overall sentiment, which explains why the stock dipped over 4% in pre-market trading despite the beat. Over the full year of 2025, net income was $17.2 billion on revenue of $125.1 billion, showing healthy profitability with a net profit margin of around 13.7%. These results tell me Goldman is firing on most cylinders, but they've got to address those cost pressures to keep investors happy. Let's dig a little deeper into what management had to say during their Q1 2026 earnings call. CEO David Solomon highlighted a robust M&A pipeline, noting that geopolitical tensions, like the Iran conflict, haven't slowed down deal-making just yet. They're seeing a strong backlog, which bodes well for investment banking revenues. The call also emphasized their strategic positioning in equities and markets, which aligns with the record results we just discussed. Management seems confident in navigating current challenges while capitalizing on long-term trends like energy security and U.S. reindustrialization, as pointed out by their chief APAC equity strategist. This kind of forward thinking is what I like to hear from a company in such a competitive space. All right, let's pop the hood on Goldman's financial health with a look at their key statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, they're sitting on total assets of $1.81 trillion, with cash and equivalents at $164 billion. Decent liquidity there. Total liabilities stand at $1.685 trillion, giving us a debt-to-equity ratio of about 4.88, which is high but not unusual for a bank with massive leverage in its business model. Stockholders' equity is $125 billion, a solid base. On the income side, revenue growth has been impressive, up from $108.4 billion in 2023 to $125.1 billion in 2025. Return on equity for the trailing 12 months is 13.8%, which shows they're generating decent returns for shareholders. However, free cash flow is negative at about $47.2 billion for 2025, largely due to heavy outflows in operating and investing activities. For a bank, this isn't as alarming as it would be for, say, a tech company, since their cash flows are tied to complex financial instruments and investments. Still, it's something to monitor. Now, let's tackle valuation. Goldman Sachs is currently trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of 16.5 based on trailing 12 months, which is below the industry average of around 110 for capital markets. Yes, that's a huge disparity, but it reflects how unique each player in this space can be. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.15, and with a market cap of $264.3 billion, they're not cheap, but not outrageously priced either. Looking at forward P/E ratios for 2026, analysts peg it at 17.35, dropping to 15.59 by 2027, suggesting expectations of earnings growth. Their dividend yield is 1.7%, which adds a nice kicker for income-focused investors. Comparing this to peers, Goldman looks reasonably valued, but I'd caution that any slowdown in deal-making or market volatility could pressure this multiple. Let's break down Goldman Sachs through a SWOT lens: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. Record equities revenues and strong investment banking fees show they're a leader in their core markets. Their global presence and brand power are unmatched, giving them access to top-tier clients. On the flip side, weaknesses include their exposure to fixed income underperformance and high operating expenses, which have weighed on margins recently. For opportunities, their move into crypto with a Bitcoin ETF filing is intriguing. It could tap into growing institutional demand for digital assets. Plus, expanding in Asia offers long-term growth potential. However, threats loom large. Regulatory scrutiny in the financial sector is ever present, and geopolitical tensions could disrupt M&A activity. Also, competition from fintechs and other banks is heating up. They've got the tools to succeed, but they'll need to stay nimble. Looking at recent performance, Goldman's stock has been a mixed bag. Over the past week, it's up 3.11%, and over the last year, it's gained an impressive 43.59%. Zoom out to 5 years, and the return is a whopping 191.05%. That's crushed the broader market. But month over month, it's down 2.24%, reflecting some of the post-earnings sell-off we mentioned. Compared to the financial services sector, which is up 7.75% over the past year, Goldman is outperforming, though it's not immune to sector-wide volatility. On the chart, I'm seeing some resistance around the $900 level, currently trading at $890.79. If it breaks through, we could see a short-term move to $920 or higher. But if sentiment sours, support around $850 might come into play. For long-term investors, these dips could be buying opportunities. Now let's estimate what Goldman Sachs might actually be worth with an intrinsic value analysis. I want to preface this by saying that for banks like Goldman, traditional discounted cash flow or DCF models aren't always the best fit. Banks don't generate free cash flow in the same way as, say, a manufacturing company. Their business revolves around deposits, loans, and complex financial instruments. That said, let's run a DCF for illustrative purposes. But keep in mind that metrics like price-to-book or dividend discount models might be more appropriate. Using conservative growth assumptions and discounting back their projected earnings, we get a rough intrinsic value. After crunching the numbers, the DCF spits out an intrinsic value of around $800 per share, which is below the current trading price of $890.79. Again, take this with a grain of salt due to the limitations of DCF for banks. Looking at price to book, Goldman trades at about 2.1 times book value, which is reasonable compared to peers. Their dividend yield and forward PE also suggest the stock isn't wildly overvalued, but there's not a huge margin of safety either. For me, this signals a hold rather than a screaming buy at current levels. unless you're banking on continued market strength and deal-making momentum. So, what's the bottom line on Goldman Sachs? They're a powerhouse with strong earnings, a diversified revenue base, and exciting growth avenues like crypto and international expansion. But they're not without risks. Cost pressures, regulatory headwinds, and market volatility could trip them up. At the current price, I think GS is fairly valued, but I'd wait for a pullback to around 850 or lower before adding to a position. If you're already holding, their dividend and long-term track record make it a solid keep. What do you think? Are you bullish on Goldman, or do you see too many risks on the horizon? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Until next time, happy investing.